Welcome to Crime in Plastic, a gripping podcast where I, Dr. Miami, one of the world's top plastic surgeons, and my co-hosts, Santina and Rosie, delve into the often unseen world where true crime and plastic surgery intersect.
Each week, Dr. Miami will share his expertise and insights into the complex world of cosmetic procedures, while Santina and I give you the shocking details of criminal investigations.
From notorious criminals undergoing drastic transformations to evade the law, to even our own personal encounters with true crime and plastic surgery, all will be uncovered.
So sit back, relax,
or don't,
because this is Crime and Plastic.
Welcome back, everybody, to Crime and Plastic, where we talk about crime and plastic surgery. Thank you for joining us today. How is everybody doing? Actually, first, I have to let you know, we have a special host today. Dr. Hi. Salzauer, Dr. Miami's son, David. So, David, tell us about yourself. How old are you?
David Salzauer.
How old are you?
I'm 19. I'm turning 20 in two months.
What are you doing here with us?
I am hosting this podcast.
He's our guest host. He did the research for this story.
Yeah, I researched it very well.
Since Santina won't ever help me, I needed to enlist somebody else. So he's going to be telling you the story today. It's a really good one. And Santina, you just got back from vacay. How was it? Where'd you go? Tell us about it.
So do you guys remember a couple podcasts ago, we did that story about the girl who killed the cyclist and then ran away from the U.S. Marshal to go to Costa Rica? Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember her.
I went to Costa Rica. And then...
Who did you kill?
No one yet. Your name's on the short list.
That's what a murderer would say.
Anyway, I remember when I was listening to the episode and Rosie was saying, oh, there's like that, like a city full of like white women that look just like this American lady. When I went to Costa Rica, it was true. And it wasn't just one city. It was like a lot of the cities. We were driving around. It was like literally a bunch of American, like doing yoga, practicing, surfing white women. And for that reason, everything was very expensive, but I had a great time.
And that's why the lady went there to hide, because she kind of fit right in.
No, like literally I could see how she fit right in. And you don't even know, you really don't even have to know Spanish.
Yeah, when I just saw her today, the first time since she got back, and she said she was moving to Costa Rica, just like that lady without murdering somebody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I was going to say, I totally get the appeal. Like, it was really nice. I'm not going to be a part of the problem, so I won't move there, but I recognize why people feel that way, especially because they're like, you know, I saw an article the other day about how in Mexico City, or maybe I think it's Mexico City, that now the local taco places, they don't even put like they don't make their salsa anymore because the white people who've moved there, who do like remote work and whatever, they always ask them to remove the salsa because it's too spicy. So like it's just now their majority customers don't like the salsa, so they don't even make it anymore.
Wow.
And it's like an example of how even their food is becoming gentrified, all because of the preference of these people with weak tongues.
Murderers with weak tongues.
Not a huge problem in the big picture of life, but...
That's how it starts.
It starts with the salsa.
And then where does it go?
It starts with the salsa.
And it ends
a lot of the businesses are also closing down because they're making like...
Salsa?
No, communal workspaces for the Americans that are moving there and working remote.
Like WeWork.
Yeah, like WeWorks.
Got it. I have some plastic surgery news. We were lucky last week because... Amazingly, no plastic surgeons went to prison. We were not so lucky this week. This week's headline comes from the New York Post. Black market New York City plastic surgeon hit with prison time for fatal butt lift. Waleska Castillo, age 49, who ran an illegal cosmetic clinic out of her Bronx apartment, and she got sentenced to 4 to 8 years behind bars for killing a 48-year-old woman with a lethal silicone injection in 2018. And leaving a 39-year-old woman so seriously injured that she needed surgery to correct it. Now, not only was she doing it in her apartment for $1,500, but she didn't even know what she was injecting. It was some silicone-like substance that she got from her pals in the Dominican Republic. Now, this same person was sentenced. She was sentenced to a year in jail in 2012 for the same thing. Nobody died in that time. And another 9 months for performing procedures while free on supervised release. So Not only did she get caught in 2012, did go to prison for a year, got out, did it again, got caught again while she was on release, and finally, 2018, actually killed somebody, and now she's going to go to prison for a lot longer. Yep.
How'd they catch her?
Well, the person died, and then they went back and asked, what do you do to ask the family what happened, and obviously the detectives figured it out, put it together. So a bunch of red flags here. First of all, do not have any medical procedure, surgery, or injection in an apartment. B, a butt lift shouldn't cost $1,500. And C, Google the name of the person that is doing your procedure. And if they've been to prison for hurting somebody with the same procedure, please think twice.
Are the butt lifts supposed to cost more or less than $1,500?
Yeah, what are you saying?
More, a lot more, a lot more. Even if it's in an apartment, don't do it surgery in an apartment.
I got to own my prices, I guess.
Yeah. You're kidding, right?
I call it the better than Dr. Miami BBL.
How much would you charge?
You know, vibe. I just charge vibes. Like, if they tell me one good joke, I do it for free.
Right, right.
Wow.
One good TikTok idea, and I do it for free.
I'm missing a cannula, Rosie. Make sure it's not in her car.
It's already in my house.
I'll apply for the search warrant.
I do everything. My bathroom is a hair salon.
I've been to the hair salon. Oh, my God.
I dyed my hair red and my cousin's hair red in my bathroom, and I have not been able to get the dye stains out of my tile, and it literally looks like I've murdered someone.
Have you used Tilex?
No.
That's the second thing that was sus that she said on this podcast so far.
Like, it's
just keep a mental
note.
It's
all over the floor. It's all over the cabinets, even the toilet seat. It looks like a.
You should have seen her clothes. It really looked. Like you had like blood all over you.
When Leandra's I left to Costa Rica, my friend Leandra stayed over to watch my cat Stevie Nicks, my pride and joy. And I literally had to send her a video and being like, nothing happened here. Like, this is hair dye. Like, I don't want you to be worried.
Just in a couple weeks or months when there's a podcast episode about you and we have somebody replaced here.
Oh.
Just be ready.
He's on the podcast for one day. He's already looking to replace me.
No, I'm just saying, when you're in jail, how are you supposed to podcast?
They have internet.
We're gonna zoom you in?
For sure. Definitely.
Okay, we could do that. We can make it work.
David, so what do you have for us today?
I have a very interesting story about a plastic surgeon named Dr. Anwar Kadwa. He lived in Johannesburg, South Africa. And this story takes place in October of 2005, long time ago.
I don't think I've ever heard this one. Good.
Yeah, I researched this one myself, actually.
Good.
With Rosie's help. So he was a plastic surgeon. He was 50 years old. His wife was 49. Her name was Munira Kadwa.
Mm-hmm.
And they had two kids, one named Riaz, who was 21, and one named Nabila, 17.
Where in South Africa?
Johannesburg.
Jayburg. Not C-Town?
I was told that you were going to ask questions, so I came prepared.
Jayburg. I hate when you talk about places like you know them.
I don't. I really don't. Never been.
Johannesburg.
You never been?
Jayburg.
I actually have a friend from there.
Just wanted to make sure it was in C-Town. What? Name like literally one other city.
C-Town.
No, like other than those two.
Oh, wait. I know this one. Wait, hold on.
No, this is hard.
Whoa. Hold on. I know one other place in South Africa. Give me one.
Yeah, I think we're going to.
Durban.
Okay. You know, Durberg?
No, Durban.
D-Ban.
Okay. C-Town, Jayburg.
Not the point. Okay. They were married for 25 years, and the wife had a diary where she kept track of all of her husband's affairs and how it negatively affected the family.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah.
Wait.
She's so real for that. Mm-hmm. She said no divorce. I'm just gonna.
So the husband was not faithful.
Did he know that she knew?
I think so.
Okay.
Based on the quotes from her diary, it seems like he like played it off, but he definitely knew that she had that she knew and had a very strong suspicion, because it says that he would come back late. He wouldn't really give a good explanation. He would just go straight to sleep. And then he would try to flip it on her. And this leads over time to one of the things she says in her diary. She says that the child is traumatized, the child Riaz, which becomes relevant later, because one day the two
Riaz kills his father.
Whoa. Whoa, stop making assumptions. Let's hear the story, okay?
Oh, okay.
Finally, we got a storyteller in here that can put their foot down. Don't let her bully you.
I feel like
she bullies your dad.
It's that I. That was.
Is
really
something
sad.
Coming out?
That was a sad sentence.
Do you feel bullied?
This is not that. This is not that kind of podcast.
It's a safe space. You can speak your mind.
Don't let her bully you like she bullies your father.
Anyways.
So the kid, what happened with the kid?
Let's just start with the fact that the two parents are found dead.
Oh, not
house.
Both.
Both of them.
Oh.
The mother and father are found dead.
Oh.
The father with 8 shots, 8 or 6 actually. One said 8, one said 6, we don't know.
Okay.
And the mother was shot once in the stomach area and then a little further away towards the bathroom, once in the head. Yeah. Very abrupt, sad ending.
Where were the kids when they
The kids found? Were found, I think, okay, I left out a detail. The son was married, so his wife and his sister, who had the same name.
His wife and his sister had the same name?
Yeah, that's
Nabila?
What I found. Nabila. That's what I found. They were both hiding in the, I think, like the cupboard or something. And then the son was found calling for help from a window.
Did you say hiding in the cupboard?
Cupboards, yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, apparently.
Are they little people?
I was going to say they fit in the cupboard.
I don't know how big
I
the
guess when there's
are
people with guns
house.
Running through your house.
Yeah, that's where I would
and
hide.
And Jayberg cupboards are called, closets are called cupboards
oh.
also. And Jayberg. I thought you would know that.
I didn't know that.
I just made that up, but I think that's what's happening here.
That's what it said online.
And then also, for what I remember of the story, I think this is, it takes place during Ramadan also, I think.
Okay.
So, initially, the son claims that there was an intruder that came into the house and shot them both. That's the first claim that we're given.
That's why he was in the cupboards.
That's why they were hiding. And it seemed to make sense, I guess. Off like
they all lived
first.
In the same house? The son, the wife, the daughter-in-law, the sister?
I think so. That's
okay.
That's what it seems was the case. And
the dad was a plastic surgeon?
The dad was a plastic surgeon, yeah. Okay. Then, after a little time passed and they start questioning him and taking him to trial, the son changes the story and says that his dad shot his mom in anger and then he had to shoot his dad in self-defense. That's what he said.
That's a very different story.
Yeah.
It's not even like close to the original story.
Not even close. And then he changes the story again and he says, actually, my mother's the one who shot my father. And then I was wrestling with my mother to get the gun out of her hands and she shot herself.
Twice.
Once in the head.
And once in the head.
As
you can see, this
is
very, 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 very clearly true. It's definitely what happened.
Assume no cameras in the house.
Yeah, no cameras. There's no footage.
But there must have been witnesses because there were the other people were in the house.
The two Nabilas.
Where were the two Nabilas?
I mean, they were charged, I think, the daughter was charged with helping evade the something of justice.
Yeah.
So I guess she also was something, but she didn't really get anything that bad. Riaz said that he claims that the reason why he lied was to protect his family's honor, which makes sense if you don't take into account that he basically said his father was a murderer right after. So why would you say that about your dad if you're trying to protect your family's honor?
Well, it seems like he's only trying to protect his mom's honor in both
right.
stories, because in one story he says, like in the first story, okay. he says that the father killed the mother, so he kills the father.
Another
but
thing is that
in the reverse situation,
he
doesn't kill the mother. He just tries to wrestle her.
They said that he was clearly bigger, like much bigger than his mother. So they don't know how he would not have just been able to wrestle the gun out of her hands.
Well, it's a gun.
It's a gun. You tend to
that's
want
what
to stay away
on,
from
that's
the
what
gun.
It said on the case.
Point the gun away and
that's what the judge concluded. Like the judge said in the case that he didn't find Riaz's story believable, besides that it changed a couple of times. He thought he was just a liar. And he said that it didn't make sense that it would be a struggle between him and his mom for the gun because he was so much bigger than her.
Do they have jury trials in Jayberg?
Or is
it like
another important information. He was a black belt in karate and well trained in the handling of firearms.
I was just gonna ask that question.
Well, that's very important.
It is very important because if he knows his way around a gun, yeah. it's not hard for him to wrestle. If he never saw a gun before, he might be scared or whatever. But I go back to my original question. Is it a jury trial or a judgy trial?
I think it's judge.
Well, you don't know? As a prior resident and
well-frequent traveler of South Africa? I believe that they do have judge trials because I remember when
called bench trials.
Remember the guy with the no legs?
Wait, someone had no legs and they killed their girlfriend?
Yes.
What?
It's an athlete from South Africa. Which, just as a little segue, I was thinking about we might do a spinoff episode that aligns with David's interests of sports and crime. What do you guys think?
I feel like there's a lot of that.
I feel like there's endless sports and crime.
Off the top of my head, O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, I knew you were going to go there.
I think that would have to be the first episode of a sports and crime show, or crime and sports.
But everybody Simpson? Knows that story.
No, that's so,
everyone knows that story, but iconic. It's iconic, and it's like they're still, your father happens to be an expert on this.
I did. I spent most of my honeymoon watching the trial live.
Oh, so on top of being there's an expert a lot more at Jaybird, he's also an expert in O.J. Simpson.
It was 1995, July, when I was watching the trial live. No, but maybe the younger generation doesn't know it.
No, yeah. Everyone knows.
Well, everyone has seen
Ryan I'm the younger Murphy's. Generation and everybody knows about
I
it.
I think they know the story, but not all the details.
Yeah, there's
a lot of details of the story. And then I just thought, because you brought up another criminal athlete, that maybe it would be a good spinoff we could try for a couple of episodes in honor of
our new host, David. Was it Antonio Brown, another one?
He didn't like commit any serious
crimes. AB is...
He's just CTE got to him.
Yeah, he's cool.
Wait, maybe not him then. There's another guy.
He's talking about Aaron
he's
Rodriguez.
He's definitely cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodriguez. Yeah.
Oh, Rodriguez. No, yeah. Her.
The
Hernandez?
One?
Hernandez. Hernandez. Yeah, no, Aaron Hernandez. He said Rodriguez.
Oh, I'm thinking A-Rod.
Alex Rodriguez?
Alex Rodriguez. My bad. As you can tell, as the dad of a sports fanatic, I know nothing about sports. Yeah.
I was going to say
it skips a generation.
Aaron Hernandez.
Aaron Hernandez. That's
a very interesting story. Like everything that went into that and what happened was...
I saw a Netflix documentary on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you could decide what the spinoff episode will be,
there's
David.
There's a lot of people. You could also look at Dennis Rodman. He had a really interesting life. I mean, it's not particularly crime, but he's just a very interesting sports figure that did a lot.
What was the name of the guy who lived in the back house behind O.J. Simpson? Cato Kalin?
Yeah.
Does that name ring a bell, David? There's a lot of details.
What's Cato Kalin?
I know some
details.
The
next generation doesn't know.
I know a lot of details. Ryan Murphy, are you familiar with American Crime Story? The show in which...
Mm-hmm. No.
It's a biopic of
We're not
the O.J. trial. John Travolta played his lawyer.
I plead the fifth.
Oh my God, that show's really good. And Sarah Paulson plays the prosecution.
It's a show?
Yeah, and Sterling K. Knight also plays the prosecution.
Is it like on Netflix or what is this?
It's on Netflix.
What's it called?
I think it's called American Crime Story.
Is it like a bunch of different stories or just the O.J. story?
Well, season one is O.J. and it's really, really good. Season two is another case.
Nice.
It's really good. And they go through like the details of the trial.
Oh.
Like they tell you everything.
Not a biopic
Like the
guy.
Judge, the judge being like disqualified.
Yeah, it was great. It was so exciting. It was almost as good as the
police.
You know, as last year's. What was the last LAPD. Year's big file? The big trial last year that we watched live.
Oh, Amber Heard and Johnny
Amber
Depp.
Amber Heard, Johnny Depp one. That was good, too.
This is a stupid trial.
Yeah, I didn't like that one so much.
Well, let's continue with this particular trial.
There's not much left, but...
What happened?
Basically, the judge seeing all this incongruency in Riaz's story.
Yeah, but where's the motive? What's the motive?
We never know.
They don't know why.
Did the girls
get caught lying? How much more do you need?
But did the girls, were they in on it? How did they benefit from it? Why did they? I mean, they were in the house when
Nabila
he killed them.
Was cleared as an accessory to murder, but he found her guilty of attempting to defeat the ends of justice by agreeing with her brother's false intruder's claims, and handed her a 12-month suspended sentence.
And how much did the son get?
The son. Was given 22 years in prison, and he was released in November 2020.
No motive. They don't tell you why. Money, inheritance.
Isn't it interesting?
No, he didn't get any of his inheritance.
No, they don't tell his motive. I mean, maybe. Well, he never really admitted that he did it.
Yeah.
Like one of the two stories is that his mother killed his father. Obviously, she had motive to kill him.
Right.
Because of her diary where she said all the, like, he was cheating on her.
But nothing in her diary seemed like she was that kind of person. Like, it was very, she still had said many times in her diary that she still loved her husband, loved her family, and wanted to figure it out.
Maybe, I don't know. We don't know exactly what happened, but she did say that Riaz was traumatized by his father. So maybe he killed his dad, killed his mom, maybe killed his mom by accident. And we don't have any clarity.
The thing is, I don't know why he switched his story, because I would have believed the first one. There's something in the diary that says, at first said he feels like killing me, wants to take a knife out of drawer to kill me, hates me. He swore and behaved like a mad animal. So it would make sense that the dad would get, maybe she confronts him or something and he's drunk or whatever and then kills his dad. But then why would he switch the story a second time?
If he's such a karate master, why does he need a gun?
I don't know what I think happened, but what I do find funny is that the first story your son chose to share was the one of a son killing his plastic surgeon father.
Yeah.
Life imitates art.
It was a coincidence.
We just went shooting the other day. He had plenty of opportunity.
I have no plans yet.
Yes. I appreciate that.
I got you, father.
Just don't hurt mommy.
I can do that.
He said, I can do that, guys. I'm uncomfortable.
All right. So that was the murder from Jayberg of, what was his name? Dr. Kadwa?
Dr. Kadwa, yeah.
Dr. Kadwa and his wife. Murdered by their son, Riaz.
Still a mystery.
And possibly daughters.
And possibly daughters who are hiding in the cupboards, but we don't know what their involvement was, but he was convicted of the actual murder, Riaz.
I don't know, if he was like
none
a
of
man.
It makes sense to me, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a very, the judge didn't buy his story at all and convicted him. So there you have it, and you have a comment?
I just don't see the motive.
Think happened?
It's very... A crime needs a reason for it to be satisfying.
But what's what?
Yeah.
What's not clicking?
Why did he kill both his parents?
One of the two stories is correct. You know what I mean?
But why did he switch it?
Either the father killed the mother because I believe that his mom probably killed the father, but he probably didn't want to like say that about his mom. So at first he said, oh, my dad killed my mom.
So why did his
mom
die? Who killed the mom?
Because he said, like, the second story was that his father killed the mother. And then he came and killed his father for killing the mother.
That makes more
sense. That preserves the mom's, like, integrity. But when he's pressed for the truth, he says the truth, which is that the mom actually shot the father. Then there was an altercation and she got shot too.
I don't know what you expect this judge to do. He can't just believe a guy that lies two times.
No, I agree. I would imagine the prosecution would come with some kind of theory of the crime. Like, what?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, she has the motive, but the son doesn't have, like...
Well, what are the laws in Johannesburg around this kind of stuff? Like, it's probably different than America, no?
Well, I don't think... No, I think murder is murder.
I don't know. No, I know, but I'm saying what you need to convict someone might be less.
Well...
Oh.
Wouldn't forensics help to determine...
This is 2005. How good is the forensics?
Shot
I don't
who?
Know.
Well, they're pretty okay back then.
I mean, like, who...
In
like,
Johannesburg?
In other words, can't you prove that either the kid went nuts and killed both his parents, or there was an altercation, but can't they determine... Which of those two scenarios? Who cares who was shot first?
I guess that's true. I believe that the mom probably shot the father and then he probably tried to save the mom.
I would say that it's more likely that the
either he
shot
killed
the mom
or the mom died in the struggle.
Guys, let us know what you think. You could submit your stories, questions on crimeandplastic.com because I don't think we'll ever know the actual motive unless he confessed and told us, which he has not. He got out of jail, right? In 2020?
Yeah, in 2020.
He got out of jail. How? Because he got out a little early.
I don't know. But his wife divorced him.
Well, if he listens to this podcast, please let us know. Is there double jeopardy? Can you be tried? Can you be convicted twice for the
same
crime?
I won't tell anyone. Listen, I'm just going to ask for tips on how to get away with it.
Listen, I'm on your side.
Killing the surgeon? Thank you.
No, like, I'm on you. Whatever you said happened.
Oh, I see.
I didn't know he was out of jail, guys.
You like it? I love it. Clearly, he's innocent. Free him. Free him.
I didn't know he was out of jail.
He's already freed.
Trying to get on his good side so he doesn't take out another plastic surgeon.
Understood.
Okay,
I understood.
All right, guys, thanks for joining in. We will be back next week with another story, maybe a spin-off crime and sports story, and we'll talk soon. Take care. Bye.